Fred Film Radio, San Sebastian Film Festival, Spain.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. We're in the 67th edition of San Sebastian Film Festival. We're here with the director of Beyond the Horizon. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine.
My first question would be, I read that you got inspired, at least partially, for the film of your own experience as a woman, as your own change. You changed as a woman from one woman to another woman. You say you experienced a transformation. I would like you to elaborate on that, please.
When I received the script, was writing in the first place by Joan Giger, mm-hmm. who is a Swiss writer. From the novel of Warren Beauty, I was just in a moment of my life. I just quit the man we have a boy with.
Okay.
And for a woman, and it was really strange to receive this story because at this same moment I have the same experience in my own life, and I was really touched by the choice of Nicole. And I was really moved inside because of the child gaze in the novel and in the script, because everything is going on in the eyes of this young boy.
Mm-hmm. In your film you describe, I would say, the end of an era. Right, there's a huge empire led by these traditional families and men that collapses. Do you see our society that way? Do you see that this landslide is happening?
I think so many things happening during so many years and since so many years, but this is a focus on the main huge thematic, like the climate is changing,
yeah.
and the family is changing. Something happened with visibility of women, liberation of women, and homosexuality. And
yes.
this is so many subjects. They are inside the movie, and they play like different mirror of human life. And this was really interesting to show that the world is kind of collapse for
okay.
the moment, like in 76, and this is an echo of today. We have to move something, we have to change something, but this is the fatality of the story is about fatality and love. There is a fatality with the climate, and there is a fatality with the country, agriculture, and so many things.
Yes.
And there is a fatality with this woman, with the mother, and is falling in love. And we have to manage with that. And the character, the man in the movie, are in the fatality for everybody is the patriarchy.
Yeah.
The patriarchy, we say it in English.
Patriarchy, yeah.
Patriarchy. And everybody is under this huge thing. They are... they grow up, they are raised in this kind of
scheme.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they have to find a new way because mm-hmm. The father said, I have to put the bread on the table. But
yeah.
nobody says that. He thinks that he has to do this, only this.
And it's his duty. Yeah.
Yes, this mm-hmm. is his own duty, but he can change and find a new role.
Mm-hmm. Why did you choose Letitia for the role, and how would you describe her as an actress?
She's an amazing person, really generous and really talented. And when I chose her, she was in the radio, and I heard she was talking about this particular role of the embassy of UNICEF, and she was talking about child, mm. and she's a mother, and she talked at this place as a mother. To be an embassy for all of the children. I feel that I have the same relationship with my own child. I have to give something to him. And perhaps if the woman and the man follow the desire and want to change the vision and the world, this is a good example for our children. What kind of world we gonna let to them if
yeah.
we don't do anything with the climate, with the family, with the what's being a human? What's this?
Mm-hmm. And my last question would be, after your previous film, Papilov, how would you say you changed as a director? What did you learn in the process? How different are you from the previous shooting and editing? And
Papilov was a necessity to do something. It was like you scream. For the first movie, you have something to say, something to scream. And this one is another kind of scream, but I won't... Really, this movie is really particular because this is a relationship between the spectator and the story.
Yes.
I want to create a link because of the nostalgia, because of the all the thematics we just saw. And it was, for me, the movie that I want the people can see. And something is more quiet and more accessible, I think. This mm-hmm. is less violent. But I understood that make movies is not an enterprise of seduction. I don't want to seduce people. I really want to create this kind of link. When I see a movie or when I read a book, I'm happy if this job creates something in me, it changed me. And I want this. I want people can see something with the emotion and they can change with emotion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Delphine, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.